We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, when we did the Yankee lineups, that was made possible by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of your New York Yankees, and by 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila family. So, everything's up in arms right now. Yankees are bringing up three minor leaguers. Mets brought up Beatty. Panic is in the streets. Worry is in the streets. As much as we could talk Yankees and their anemic, embarrassing, non-existent offense, hey, Met fans, tonight's a lot, isn't it? A lot riding on tonight's game. And for sure, you should feel uber confident and comfortable that with Scherzer on the mound, it's going to be good to go. But I have to ask the question, what if it doesn't go well? What if Scherzer is great and Lugo or Ottavino or whoever comes in before Diaz, if the Mets are leading, spits the bit? Then what do you say? Like, how do you convince yourself in the case of a loss tonight, which, again, I don't think is going to happen. I think Scherzer's going to do what he does. But Met fans have dealt with a lot of heartache in their lives. And I'm just wondering, because I'm sure every Met fan is contemplating, all right, we expect to win tonight. All good. We expect to win tomorrow. But I'm sure the doubt has crept into your cranium where what happens, Cody Decker, if the Mets don't win tonight and 3.5 becomes 2.5 and you lose the series to the Atlanta Braves and, oh, my God, if we don't win tomorrow, it's 1.5 going to a huge series against the Philadelphia Phillies without our two aces pitching. What happens to the Met fan then? How do you process that?
I think you're going to process it exactly how we're processing it today. I think tomorrow we're going to deal with a palpable, I mean, cut it with a knife type of panic. And keep in mind, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to win this division. I really think they're going to win this division. And I think they're going to win tonight and tomorrow. But I really don't like how taxed their bullpen has been this series. I don't like that Darren Ruff had to throw two innings two nights ago.
Yeah.
But also on the flip side of that, it makes me think they're going to really lean on Scherzer tonight. They're going to need Scherzer to go seven innings strong. And if he could get to the eighth inning under 100 pitches, they might need him to go the eighth.
Yeah, and by the way, I think they're going to win tonight also. I'm not saying it to be a douche. I'm just putting it out there like Yankee fans are ticked off right now. And the Yankees have a 9-game lead. I guess it's 8 in the loss column, but they have a 9-game lead, right? So the Yankees are going to be fine. They're going to weather this storm. Maybe the kids that are in the lineup tonight give a little juice. Maybe it gets guys kind of, refocused, energized, whatever the case may be. And the Yankees are going to, help what they've had really good pitching this week. And they're going to put some runs on the board. And we're going to take a deep breath and say, okay, we're fine. It's a 9-game lead. We're not going anywhere. But the Met fans, which is why you don't hear a lot of Met fans chirping right now. Like, I work with Met fans. I'm looking at two Met fans right now. And while the Met fan, over the last month, because of the great run the Mets have been on, have started peacocking and blowing their chests out, there's been none of that today. Because the Met fan, I feel, and I've got my finger on the pulse, the Met fan today is concerned. They're not panicking yet, but you can smell the worry. What happens if we lose tonight? What happens if we get swept with Scherzer and DeGrom? Then what do we do? Because all the talk has been the Yankees are going down, the Mets are coming up, they're both in first place, Mets have a better record than the Yankees, blah, blah, blah. So I know why the Yankee fans ticked off, because the Yankees haven't scored any runs in a month. But the Met fan, all that cocky talk, all that peacocking, and you're concerned, are we going to back it up tonight and tomorrow? Now, I think you will. I think Scherzer and DeGrom, while they're not going to win every start, we've already seen that, you're going to get what you expect. 6-7, great innings, you know, 4 hits, 1 run maybe, something like that. And it's going to come down to the Met bullpen. Can they close the game out? That is my legitimate full expectation. But I'm also a human science major, and I know what's happening right now. While the Yankee fan yells and screams about Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone and Aaron Hicks and Donaldson and all the failures of a team that's 28 games over 500 with a 9-game lead in mid-August, the Met fan is standing right there on the edge looking down, and they're not sure if they're going to get pushed boop right over the edge. And you know too, Cody.
I do know, but here's the I think there's a couple extra contributing factors to this. One factor is you, Craig. You are one of the factors, and hear me out when I mean by that.
Go ahead.
Listen, every single time the Mets do well and the Yankees don't do well, the Yankee fans are, I mean, let's be real clear. You guys are at each other's throats when both these teams are doing well. But also on top of that, think about this. Really think about this. If there weren't injuries to the starting pitchers the last 2 days, because that's the thing in August that feels probably most familiar to Mets fans, watching their star players start to drop off like flies right when it gets to be really, right, really important. We've just had two starting pitchers, two nights in a row, leave in the second inning.
Yeah.
That's what feels familiar, and that's what's concerning me.
So I guess the question is, when this series is over, and Big Mac, I'll ask you first, then we'll take some calls, is it possible that the best Jake pitching in this series is Jake Odorizzi and not Jacob DeGrom? Is that possible? Just ask it. Just ask it for some friends back home, or no?
Are you literally asking me that, or is that like a
that's rhetorical, right?
Rhetorical question.
I think that might have been somewhat rhetorical. Boy, you know, Jake's pitching tonight. The Mets are going to be in a lot of trouble with Jake on the mound. How great would it be if Odorizzi throws a no-hitter tonight? I told you, you got to be worried when Jake's on the mound. He takes care of business, Cody. He takes care of business. Here's Annabelle in Bristol, which I've never heard of before. Annabelle, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Where's it? Where's Bristol?
No, he misspelled it. I'm in Bridgeport.
What?
Bridgeport.
Whoa, that was Bristol.
How do you misspell Bridgeport as Bristol, you knucklehead?
This guy's saying five different locations, man.
Okay,
good. Annabelle, I thought we were boys.
Go ahead.
Ed, it was a good one. It's Bridgeport, Connecticut. Calvin, love your show. Oh, my God, you electrified this channel. I mean, this station, since you came back on, this is the first time I speak with you. You can send me a check for what I'm saying about you. I'll catch it. You'll be talking about the Mets. I believe, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I believe, I'm thinking tonight.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, as the Mets are going to, I'm making believe that it's like a playoff time.
Okay.
We are two games behind. Now we have to show up. What I believe is these guys are going to see Scherzer pitching tonight. It's going to electrify that team.
Yes. Electrify the team. I like
it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever make homemade mofongo?
Oh, let me tell you. As a matter of fact, I brought it right here. This is how long I've been listening to you, because a long time ago, you were asking the fan how do you spell mofongo.
Mofongo.
And I wrote it here.
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell it yet?
How to spell mofongo?
Yeah.
Yeah, M-O-F-U-N-G-O, mofongo.
Oh, you finally got it.
Because But here's the problem. Other than Washington Heights, I can't find any good mofongo.
Well, I don't make that. Sometimes my wife makes it in something,
all
you
right,
know?
So let's do this. The next time your wife makes you some homemade mofongo, I want you to save a bowl for me and bring it down to New York City, okay?
I'm in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, you have a car. Get in the car. Drive to Manhattan. I'll take a picture with you, and I'll eat your wife's mofongo.
Okay, I got you on that. I got you on that.
We're good.
Yeah, I made a Met fans in 1968. So yes, 69 sir. Was a brilliant year.
Yes.
And like I said before, I believe. Don't forget the Met.
Yeah.
We have stayed.
So here's the deal, and this is why I love you, Annabelle. Thank you so much for calling. You think the Mets are going to split the series because you've got your two horses on the mound, and I get that. I respect that. I don't disagree. I'm just throwing out the possibility because the other team does get paid also, and they are the current World Series champions. You know, they think they're going to win tonight. Now, I don't. I don't think the Mets are going to have a problem with Odorizzi, but the Mets offense, as much as we talk about the Yankee offense disappearing, you know, the Met offense has disappeared the last couple days as well. Which, okay, you want to write that off too. We had a great 20-game run, and we kind of came back to earth a little bit, and now we're going to revamp. I get that, which is why Met fans aren't going crazy yet about the lack of offense the last few days. But more importantly, I'm going to eat your wife's mofongo, and I can't wait to do it right in front of you.
First things first, what's mofongo?
Mofongo is a Latin American dish that's plantain-based. And when I was away, a bunch of guys that I was away with taught me how to make mofongo. And you basically take plantain chips and you kind of get them wet and you make it into a paste. And you put it out all along the outside, or the inside rather, of a bowl. And then you fill the bowl with rice and spices. And, you know, some people do chicken, some people do pork. You can do bisteca. And then you put spicy sauce on top and cheese in it. And then you close the bowl. So it's like a plantain bowl. And inside it is all this amazing, like with a lot of adobo seasoning. And it was one of the great things I learned when I was away. And I can't, other than Washington Heights, which I know has some great mofongo places, and a couple places in Newark, I can't find good mofongo.
And well, you're all about Annabelle's wife's mofongo, and you're going to eat the mofongo directly in front of her.
I'm going to eat the bejesus out of her mofongo. I'm going to lick it up. Every last morsel of it. Yep. Can't wait. And the reality, when you do eat mofongo, the reality is you need a 3-hour nap after. You can't do anything after you eat a bowl of mofongo. I'm surprised when you played. It's not a Mexican dish.
It sounds like something I would have dealt with in like the Dominican or something like that.
It's either Dominican or, I mean, someone will call and tell me. I forget what Latin American country is most known for it. I know it's not Mexico, but a lot of guys I was with that were either Colombian, Puerto Rican. It was like a dish that they grew up eating. And I can't get enough of it.
Hey, can I give you a thought real quick about your Yankees, not to double back a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is something I think could make you feel better, or you can call me an idiot, and I think anyone would be wrong if you did, but think about this.
Hey, what would happen, just real quick, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
If you called home right now and said, honey, I miss you so much, I've been on the road, when I come home, I just want to eat your mofongo.
Click. That's what I'll get.
I will get the quickest
click in the world. I would love to say it to her, but one, she's going to assume the worst, and two, click.
Okay, I'm just asking. All right, because it's not dirty. It's just a dish.
It's just a dish.
What do you got?
Listen, with the Yankees right now, they don't have the best record in the American League anymore. Don't have the best record in Major League Baseball anymore.
Right.
I would actually argue, despite the fact that, you know, the home field advantage, I would argue that that's a good thing, but for two reasons. One, I don't trust the bye. I do not trust a Major League Baseball playoff bye, and I really don't trust this Yankees team, who have been inconsistent after the All-Star break, to go and take a week off and then play a playoff series. Two, also on top of that, really think about it. How often in Major League Baseball does the very best team in Major League Baseball win the World Series? almost never happens. Last year, the Braves were below 500 at the All-Star break. The Giants, every year they won the World Series, they weren't close to being the best team in baseball.
Right.
It's never the best. It's the hottest team in October that wins the World Series.
I buy that. Okay. So you're saying the bye is a bad thing for the Yankees?
I would say that the bye would be a bad thing for the Yankees.
Yeah, but you need the bye. You need the guarantee of getting to the ALDS, right? The short series does not play well for the Yankees. Not that we learned that last year with the one-game series. What is it? Best of three now, right? The first round?
Best of three now.
Yeah, I just don't. I think if you can get a bye, so it's an automatic advance, I think you take it. I do. I just think you take it. You do whatever you got to do over those 2, 3, 4 days to get healthy, to get right, to get your head on straight, and then go out there and play. Like, if the New York Yankees are somehow, what you're saying, not that, you know, it's factual, you're guessing on it. If the New York Yankees were somehow negatively impacted by 3 days off, then they weren't a good enough team to win a World Series anyway. I think that'd be like a bad cop-out of, hey, the 3 days off hurt us. Like, come on, how could it hurt you?
Well, you've seen it. But yeah. You've seen it. You've seen hot teams that it shouldn't
there
in the World Series.
I guess part of that premise you're saying is that premise only works, if I'm going to try to back solve your premise, if the Yankees go into the playoffs, you know, 10 out of 12, right? Winning a bunch of games. Like, let's say they turn what's happening now around, the offense starts clicking again, the pitching stays really consistent, and they're playing, you know, better than 500 ball as opposed to under 500 ball, and we all feel really good again. And if you told me that in the month of September, if there's 28 games in September, that the New York Yankees went 20-8 and they're back, and we're all saying, ah, there's your World Series favorite. I think you could make an argument for it, but still, I always want the easiest road to a championship. That's why I always find it interesting and comical when everyone's like, don't you want to play the best? No. Why would I want to play the best? I just want, I want the Duke March Madness bracket. I want the easiest road to a championship that I can get. So for the Yankees, I hope the Minnesota Twins are in the ALDS. I hope somebody else knocks off the Astros in the first round, or, you know, I guess the second round, right? That's what Yankee fans want. You know, the notion of, give me the best teams out there. I want everybody. Dude, this ain't Gladiator School. I want the easiest possible road.
You know what's funny? To back up that point, even Dennis Eckersley, I remember he gave a famous quote about the 88 World Series where he famously gave up the home run to Kirk Gibson. He talked about that he desperately wanted to play the Dodgers in that series because they weren't nearly as good as the Mets were that year.
Yeah, and by the way, what was the year when Bob Costas came on, and I think it was the Dodgers used that as their rallying cry. Either the Dodgers or maybe it was the Oakland A's, actually. Wasn't there a World Series where the Oakland A's came in? I think it was the Dave Stewart Oakland A's.
Yeah, 88, 89. Yeah,
they went through everybody like a hot knife through butter. And the Cincinnati Reds, I think, beat them in that World Series.
1990.
If I remember correctly, the Reds talked about how they were in the clubhouse and they were watching like a preview of the World Series. And everybody in America, rightfully so at the time, thought that the Reds had no shot against the powerhouse Oakland A's, right? And I think Bob Costas was doing the pregame.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Something, and the Reds talked about it after the fact, that hearing him talk about, you know, the underdog Reds have no chance. This is one of the great teams we've ever seen, the A's, blah, blah, blah. That I don't buy the motivation. You're in the World Series, right? But that it stuck with them, that we're going to do something nobody thinks we can do. And the reason I remember that they swept the A's that in that World Series is because I was at Syracuse. And while I did not have a gambling problem, I don't think, at that time, I was never a baseball gambler. I just didn't like betting on baseball. It wasn't my thing. I was a football gambler and basketball gambler for sports. And I remember I had a bookie on campus. His name was Q. And I'll never forget, I put $100 on the Oakland A's to win game one. And the Reds win game one. And I go, all right, well, I mean, the Oakland A's, they're the best team in baseball. The Reds, you know, got lucky, right? So, you know where this story's going. I took the Oakland A's in game two, all right? I took the Oakland A's in game three. I took the Oakland A's in game four. At that point in my life, as like a 19-year-old, it was the only time in my life I had ever made a wager on baseball. I lost all four bets, and I didn't make another baseball wager for 20 years. And that's the only reason that I remember the 1990 World Series, and that the Cincinnati Reds swept the Oakland Athletics, or else I have no recollection of it.
It's so crazy. We look at the A's now, and we forget that powerhouse A's team that was in the World Series 3 years in a row with those Bash brothers, man.
Yeah, and like I used to say, you know, gambling on sports used to make me more aware of what was happening outside of New York in sports. But then early in my career, I found myself, I think I was either in Cleveland or in Philadelphia, where I had money on a game, right? And it was like a Sacramento King, you know, Houston Rocky game or something that meant nothing to anybody. And I was yelling and screaming on the radio about how Vernon Maxwell missed a free throw up 9 with 2 seconds to go that had no impact on the outcome of the game, but the spread was 8.5, whatever it was, right? And it dawned on me that it made me a really good sports talk show host from a standpoint of I knew what was going on. I could talk intelligently about every team in the league because I was gambling on them. But, you know, for my bank account and other things, it was the worst thing I ever did and actually made me a bad talk show host because I cared about things that the average person didn't care about. Like, why would a Philadelphia sports fan give a rat's ass about a Rocket Kings game, right? And when I stopped sports gambling, which happened a lot earlier than my blackjack gambling stopped, I would listen to The Fan. And even when I worked at The Fan, you know, I wasn't a sports wager when I got the job here. I was a blackjack player. But I would listen to my colleagues here, and I could tell you as fact who had money on a game. Because it's exactly what I did in college with Cincinnati Oakland, in Philadelphia on the Kings Rockets game. When I hear sports talk shows in New York City pissed off that a San Diego Padre reliever, you know, walks in a run and they're not playing the Mets or the Yankees, I was like, that guy's got money on the game. And I'll never forget that. Yeah. Oh. 1990 World Series. I should have known back then. Just stop. Stop, 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 stop.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I mean, come on. Ice cream's like soup. Doesn't matter the weather. You can always eat it. That's my take, at least. Right, Cody?
I had a teammate that would eat ice cream before every single meal.
Before every meal?
Every meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Any? He would order ice cream.
Really? Any particular type of ice cream or just ice cream?
Straight up vanilla with chocolate sauce, man. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
And did he ever explain why that was his thing or no?
He just dug it. He just dug it. He said he couldn't have a meal without like a cold ice cream in his mouth.
To start off? So you'd have like ice cream and a bagel and lox.
We were playing, even worse, we were playing down in Panama for winter ball. He would get a vanilla ice cream, and then he would eat like, what was that? What was it? Marufo? Whatever he called it?
Mofungo.
Mofungo. Then we would basically eat Mofungo.
I love Mofungo. I love it. You're going to love it, too. You're going to try it. I'm sure there's a restaurant somewhere in California that serves Mofungo, and you're going to eat it and love it, and you're going to get back to me and tell me how great it is. There's no doubt.
I will.
Maybe even closer to San Diego. There's more of them just because of the ethnicity of San Diego, but you're going to love it, and I love it, and I'm a better person having eaten it. Here's JoJo in Port Washington. Joey, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, it's good, Cookie.
You know, same old, same old. But listen, it was great because while I was holding, you kept talking about the Mofungo and everything. I remember every pitch of that 1990 World Series because I had broken my back on the job and I was NYU and I had those little TVs.
Right.
And couldn't believe they went 1, 2, 3, 4 games in a row.
Yeah.
I think Mackie Hatcher was the big hitter on the
Mets. I don't remember the details of it, but I know that the Cincinnati Mets swept them.
They went down a blaze of glory. Yep. But, the reason why I'm calling, I wanted to talk about the Mets. Everyone's getting all excited about the Mets. Just to sit back and enjoy the ride. I mean, we're 30-something games over 500.
Yep.
Just wait and see what happens.
I think here's the difference. I think Met fans, because of their history, are kind of waiting for something bad to happen because, you know, it's kind of in their DNA that something bad's going to happen. Whereas Yankee fans are just pissed that they're not dominating every series they play.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I'm going to be 60 this month, so I remember every game they played basically my whole life. And I remember back in 86 where we sat back and we said, oh, maybe we'll get lucky. Being a Met fan, I don't walk around peacocking. I know that every game counts. So I'm just looking down at the team now. No injuries. We got DeGrom back.
The problem, as Cody pointed out, yo, if you are a Met fan, that kind of has that, you know, chicken little sky is falling mentality. You've already seen it realize itself in the fact that back-to-back nights in losses to the Atlanta Braves, you lost Carlos Carrasco. He's out for a month now, and I've not seen yet today any update, unless you guys have it, I just haven't seen it, any update on Taijuan Walker, who got hurt either fielding a ball or running to first base to cover first base on an infield hit or infield ground ball. How long is he out for? Now, I've not seen any update on that, but for the Met fan that thinks something bad is bound to happen, well, you've gotten it. You have two of your starters who are out. Now, Carrasco's out for a month. I would think Taijuan probably misses a start, if not more. And that's the kind of stuff Met fans are worried about.
Yeah. And you also mentioned a couple other, I mean, there's also Luis Guillorme. I know it's not the biggest impact back, but Guillorme is one hell of a ball player. I mean, and I love that kid. He brings a lot to that team, both on the field and at the plate. You want a guy that can just foul off pitches and drive up pitch counts? That's Luis Guillorme, and that's something you lost in your lineup.
Yeah. So I think, listen, win tonight and win tomorrow with Scherzer and DeGrom on the mound. And no one's going to worry about the fact that they lost your first two. You don't lose any ground to Atlanta. You go into Philly, you know, having won two games back-to-back. And then you cross your fingers that, you know, whether it's bullpen by committee, whether it's using an opener, however you do it, you get through Philadelphia. And then, you know, you kind of keep your eye, if you're a Met fan, I think, on the September schedule, which at least on a piece of paper is a lot easier. You know, a lot easier than what you've just gone through, and you've gone through it with flying colors. I mean, the New York Mets have had, I think, to date, the best August they've ever had. So I kind of think that's how you view it, but you can smell it. You can smell the worry. By the way, Cody, 6 o'clock tonight, my dear friend Dana White is going to stop by and join us. They got a big fight. The Usman fight is coming up this weekend. And we'll talk to Dana. I haven't talked to Dana since I came back to the radio station, so it'd be nice to talk to him. I'm not sure if you know Dana at all, but he'll join us at 6 o'clock. And we're doing a listener of this radio station a big solid at 5 o'clock, where every now and then you may have heard me say to, you know, different callers, hey, you ever want to come in and sit in for an hour and talk Mets baseball? Well, one of those guys took me up on my offer and will join Cody and I in about 20 minutes. His name is Brian, and he's a diehard Met fan. So we'll show him how easy or difficult hosting a one-hour talk show is coming up after 5 o'clock. Here's Jimmy in Long Island on the Fan. Jimmy, how you doing?
Craig, man, you are absolutely killing me, man. Long day today. All I want to do is get in a car and listen to all this talk about Mets baseball.
Yeah.
And then I get hit with the Mofongo thing. Now, I don't care about Mets. All I want to do is call my wife, tell her to get the Mofongo ready. I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat it, flip it, eat it for seconds, and then talk about Mets baseball.
Now you're talking. That's the perfect dude, Wednesday night.
Happy hump day, kid.
Yeah, you're funny. Good.
Back to Mets, man. You really think everybody's in paranoid state here? I don't think so, man.
Do I think what?
Nobody's in a paranoid state, these Mets fans.
We have
lived in a vacation resort my whole life, right? So we know where we're going with Mets. We could be up seven games with seven games to go, and we can't relax, right? So I've been here before.
Listen, everybody remembers 2007, right? Seven-game lead, 17 to play. You blew it. You know, the Glavin start against Florida, all that jazz. But I think it's not panic. That's not the right word. I shouldn't have used that word. But I think having lost the first two games against Atlanta, and, you know, the number's down to 3.5, 4 in the loss column, you know, I think there's like an eerie confidence where, okay, this is why we have Scherzer and DeGrom back-to-back. We're not going to lose these games. So I'm just putting out the prospect of, I don't think they're going to lose. They shouldn't lose. But what happens if they do? And that's the only thought I'm putting out there, that if you're a diehard Met fan and you've had a great, you know, 3 weeks of baseball, we've only lost 4 or 5 games in the last 3-plus weeks, and you're the hottest team in the sport, and you've actually overtaken the Yankees record-wise, so that's a little badge of honor. When you go out to, you know, to work tomorrow or the local bar tonight, you have a better record than the Yankees. For all the Yankees smack talk, the Mets have a better record, right? But now you're in a spot where, despite that great 3-week run, you haven't gained any ground. You haven't extended the lead against the Atlanta Braves. It's right where it was a couple weeks ago when you took 3 out of 4 against them. And now you're faced with the prospect of, okay, are the two aces we have that we're paying, you know, $70 million to combined, are they going to deliver in the exact spot we need them to deliver on? Now, I think they will, but it's my job to consider the alternative. What happens tomorrow on this radio station if the Atlanta Braves beat Max Scherzer and the Mets tonight? There's going to be panic. There's going to be. And I don't even care how it happens. Like, if Diaz comes into the game, right, and blows it, and the Atlanta Braves scored 2 in the 9th and beat Diaz, there's going to be mayhem. Part of me wants to see it, I'm not going to lie. I want to hear what it's like tomorrow with me coming in. Yo, listen, if Diaz blows a save tonight, I'm coming in with a trumpet tomorrow. I can promise you that. That's what I'm doing. And there's going to be every excuse in the book. And Met fans who have, you know, social media accounts are going to tell me to shut the F up and go root for the Yankees. And we're just fine. We got DeGrom tonight. We're not going to lose tonight. Oh, that would be great. Just for the theater of what would happen on this radio station if they don't win tonight. And I'm going to couch this. I do believe they're going to win. I'd be surprised if they don't. But for the sake of making a random Thursday afternoon in August in New York City, at least entertaining for me. I hope the Mets lose tonight. No. I do. Because I just think it'll be great theater tomorrow.
Ooh. It will be. It really will be. It'll be, listen, the word, you said you don't want to use the word panic. I'm going to go ahead and use the word panic. I've been around enough Mets fans for the last couple of days, the last couple of years. And hell, I played for the organization in 2017. You can feel August Mets fans. It's a different breed of person. Now, this year, I do think it's a little bit different. I think this is a much better team, much more complete team, but the injuries are concerning me. That's all. It's just the injuries are giving me a familiar feeling. What it is.
I get it 100%. You're starting to feel like Met fans, and I'm just saying, and this is just selfish, coming in tomorrow, if the Mets win tonight, and they're expected to win, and it's back up to 4.5, and now DeGrom's on the mound, okay, great. The Mets aren't a story. You know, it's, then you have to figure out, what did the Yankees do against Tampa, right? Did the Yankees actually score a run? Yesterday, you weren't here, Cody, I said to Big Mac, how many innings do the Yankees have to go without scoring for you to get upset? And he said, I'm not worried about it. They're going to score in the first inning. Aaron Judge is going to hit a home run, and away we go, right? And then he said, well, if they go through the batting order a second time without scoring, I'm going to be pissed off. Now, they didn't get that far. They got the cheap run on the error. But be honest, third inning, you were a little ticked off? Second inning, what was it?
Yeah. No, I'm ticked off every time the inning went the way it went, every inning over the last
game. Every inning. It's like 27 consecutive innings with goose eggs.
Nothing.
Goose eggs. Not a single earned run in the last three games.
And it's not exactly, we've been facing DeGrom and Scherzer.
Right.
You're facing guys who are
facing journeyman pitchers who are lucky to be in the pros right now. Yeah. And
Yarborough.
Tampa's also missing a couple of their best offensive players, right?
Yeah. Franco's down.
So
Kiermaier's gone.
To me, I don't want to have to come in tomorrow and spend another 4.5 hours belaboring the fact that the Yankees suck right now and caution everyone with, well, you know, they're 8 games up, 8-game lead, 30 games to go. They're going to be fine. All's well. Nothing to see here. Remain calm. So the Mets losing tonight makes my job more fun tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm going to be the only talk show to this radio station that is transparent. For selfish reasons, I hope the Mets lose tonight because it makes tomorrow so much more fun. That's all.
You got a comedy show coming up with Pete Alonso.
Yeah, August 28th.
Is he worrying you at all right now? Because Pete Alonso hasn't hit a home run in 13 games. He's been stuck on 29 for quite a while. I feel like if Pete Alonso goes, this offense absolutely goes. I think you get Pete Alonso going, everything will be just fine.
Yeah, Pete Alonso's like the Aaron Judge of the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
If Aaron Judge, you know, is hitting home runs, the Yankee offense suddenly seems like it's been fixed. If Pete Alonso starts hitting home runs, now he's had some other extra base hits, but if he starts hitting some home runs, you're going to start feeling great. Oh, the Met offense is back. Woo! Tomorrow's going to be so much fun. Or it's not. I mean, like if the Yankees win 3-2 tonight, we're all going to be relieved that the Yankees won a game. We'll be critical maybe of the manner in which they won or the fact that the offense still kind of sucked. But if all the Yankees could win 1-0 tonight, to be honest. And that's it, right? That's it. They scored a run enough to win the game. Yeah, the offense sucks, but woo, we got a W. But boy, if the Mets lose tonight, oh, can you see it, Big Mac? Can you see what tomorrow is going to be like if the New York Mets don't win against Atlanta and you wake up in the morning and it's a 2.5-game lead?
Yeah.
And despite this amazing 17-3, 20-game stretch, the Mets will have actually lost ground to the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
What do you do?
Oh, well, you call up the station and talk about how there's a competent team in our division. If we were the Yankees, we'd be 10 games in front, too. That's what you're going to get. We got to actually contend with a winning team, unlike you guys. They can't even beat Baltimore. Toronto sucks.
And you and I are going to just sit here. We're just going to poke, 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 poke the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm looking forward to.
Maybe I'll, return the governor's favor and offer love and joy for
That's what we'll do. That's right. We'll call Christy up. Yeah. We're going to call Christy up.
See if I can be there.
And ask him if he needs a shoulder to cry on. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do in that condescending, douchey manner that he did it yesterday. We will offer Met fans a shoulder to cry on. And listen, I never root against the Mets. I'm not one of those Yankee fans that's like, I hope the Mets lose. No. These teams being in first place is awesome. But tonight, I got to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it a buck. I hope Atlanta wins tonight. I really do.
If they win, it will be awesome. It will be. But here's the, this is something that'll piss off probably most Mets fans. I'm not really all that worried about the Braves. Both these teams are going to the playoffs. What I would be worried about, and I'm not kidding, I would legitimately be worried about this, and if I was a Mets fan, this is the thing that I'm scared of. If the Phillies continue their run and they start making some noise, I don't want to see the Phillies in October, and I don't want to see the Phillies getting anywhere near the Mets, because if the Phillies somehow, which are not nearly as good as the Mets, but if they somehow knock off the Mets in any way, we're talking end of days type of reaction from the fans.
Well, let's say one step at a time. Let's get an Atlanta win tonight and then go from there and see how things play out. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. That's Cody Decker. He is in for Evan all week, and happy that he's joining us. We'll get all your calls coming up as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.